The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Rick Simpson with your hosts, Rick and Melanie Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and we are always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And you know, Melody, I'm struggling this week with how to describe the show we're doing. I don't know.
You know, I'm sure you'll figure it out. You're a pretty fun guy.
Fun guy. That's it. I just figured out. Okay, guess what? We're doing a show. It's going to be on, guess what? Mushrooms. Fungi. So, but not just mushrooms. We're doing a show on immunity. And you're going to have to stay tuned for the whole show, because in Asia, mushrooms have been used for centuries for dealing with issues related to immunity. Any kind of disease you can think of, they have dealt with mushrooms. Mushrooms are viewed like gold over in Asia, at least by some of the people over there. So anyway, but before we get into all that, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, our main hub is cohradio.com. And if you've been with us for a really long time, then you've probably already saved crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Those will both get you to the same place. From there, you can link over to our informational page, which is emeraldlabs.com. And that has pure information on all the formulas we make. We produce over 100 different formulas that are all completely additive-free and formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, who's a naturopathic MD in the San Diego area.
Yes. Encinitas, to be specific.
Encinitas, but yes. But from there, there's a hub to connect to our social media, to connect to our online affiliate partner, to email us with questions, or to give us a call. So your main hub is going to be COHradio.com. Now, I do want to mention also that we have an I'm Free campaign that is basically, most of the time, it's always going to be running, the Emerald Labs. Now, we will also be offering giveaways and other various things through our social media channels. So when you go to COHradio.com, be sure to look at the I'm Free campaign tab, and that will keep you up to date with anything that's currently going on. And I would also recommend check out our social media at Emerald I'm Free. And then for our show page, it would be at COH Radio.
And as far as the I'm Free campaign, just so everybody understands. So yeah, we're the additive free company. We have our I'm Free campaign, but we have sort of different offers under the umbrella of the I'm Free campaign, right? Melody, we have like
That's
one
correct.
Offer and then it'll have a deadline, and definitely check it out. But we're always going to be trying to educate and find ways to give you guys shirts talking about the I'm Free campaign, give you free product, put you in drawings. And we just want you to get excited about the stuff that we're excited about, which is being additive free, which actually reminds me about being additive free. I was reminded about some studies that came out years ago when we were just getting into being the I'm Free company and not having anything in our products except the active ingredients. There are no other ingredients. And I invite any of you to go look at supplements in any of your local health food stores, look at the supplement facts panel, look at the bottom and see what other ingredients are in that product. And I can almost guarantee you most companies out there will have quite a few different other ingredients. And those are not in there for your benefit. Those are in there to make the powder run better in the machinery, because we are a manufacturing company and we know how that works. But some of the studies years ago that came out regarding stearic acid, they did show some potentially immunosuppressive effects of some of those additives. And, you know, it's arguable, the studies. I had a guy say, oh, we don't think these studies are valid. But there were, I remember I had my medical doctor working with me at that time find 6 studies showing the immunosuppressive effects of magnesium stearate and stearic acid. So it is, it's interesting. That's what I can say, is it's interesting. And since we are doing a show on immune health today, and I think we're all concerned about getting ill and having diseases come on later in life, or hopefully not earlier in life, but you know, we all have those concerns. So keeping your immune function operating at an optimal level is really, really important. So anyway, I was just reminded about being the added free company and those studies, that we have those somewhere in a file, but they're
we do.
Yeah, so
I know exactly where they are.
There you go. So but there's actually, and I guess since we're on this subject, just briefly, I'll get into my talking point in a minute, but also what we found out after we did the initial research on Addus with being immunosuppressive, then we also found out that stearic acid that's used in this industry comes from cottonseed oil, which is full of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and it's highly pesticided. So when you're getting stearic acid in this industry, or magnesium stearate, because it comes from stearic acid, you're getting a nice dose of pesticides and or GMOs, which personally I don't want. I don't think Melody wants, and we don't want our children
no,
to have
thank
that.
You.
So yeah, and we assume you guys don't want that either, which is why we're the additive-free company. So anyway, so that's kind of a side note, but we are doing a show on immune health, so we want you to listen up on all these different aspects of immunity. We do have an immune formula that Melody's going to talk a lot about. She's been doing some diligent research on the active constituents in there. But the first thing, my talking point that I want to go over, is something called hydrotherapy. And I can tell you, this is something, it costs you nothing. It takes water and some towels and a freezer and a hot water heater to get it done, and somewhere to lay. And anyway, I've used it. My wife has used it. My daughters have used it. But it is really cool. It's something that Mark Stengler brought to our attention in one of his books. So it reads that hydrotherapy is a type of body work that uses water as a healing agent. It can involve water in the form of a liquid, a solid, or a vapor. Water is used as a stimulus to hydrotherapy, improve energy, can help many ailments such as and just resistance to disease. The manipulation of your blood vessels, bronchitis, headaches, sinusitis, colds, insomnia, and various other conditions. Although a gentle treatment, hydrotherapy can have profound health benefits. In addition, hydrotherapy is an effective way to stimulate the immune system, optimize circulation, and promote detoxification. And I can tell you personally, I actually had a potential almost appendicitis years ago, and this is the thing that turned me around. It was amazing how well it worked. So please do not underestimate how effective this can be. The use of water as a healing tool has been recorded since ancient times. Records found from the Egyptians and the Babylonians are filled with descriptions about various forms of hydrotherapy. Ancient Greeks and Romans placed a high priority on Bathysnitz, asked for healing and disease, who lived from 1799 to 1852, was one of the most influential people in the hydrotherapy movement. As a boy, he observed how injured animals instinctively went to a nearby creek to let the cold flowing water heal their injuries. Bathysnitz experimented with various forms of hydrotherapy as a boy growing up on a farm in Europe. At age 17, he was run over by a wagon and pronounced untreatable by a local surgeon. Using hydrotherapy, he was able to recover from his broken ribs. From that point on, people came from around the country for his famed hydrotherapy treatments. Later in life, the Austrian emperor gave him a gold medal for civic merit. Father Sebastian Niep lived from 1821 to 1897. He was a famous advocate of hydrotherapy, devising approximately 120 different uses of water for healing. His hydrotherapy treatments are still used by spas and clinics in Europe today. And as many of you might know, the Europeans are pretty progressive in the integrative world. Things like ginkgo and milk thistle, those are considered drugs over in Europe, and they have a lot of really progressive treatments over there versus some of the treatments we have here. There's a little bit more I could say, but the immune thing is what we really want to focus on this week. And I can tell you, we've been sick, we use this. I want to quickly give you the directions, and we're going to post this on our social media, but if you're not on social media, I want to give this to you briefly. So the person that is getting the hydrotherapy, they lie on their back in bed. An assistant covers the bare chest and abdomen with two thicknesses of towels that have been placed in hot water and wrung out. Wet towels can be heated in the microwave, or you can just do the hot water. Towels should be hot, yet tolerable for children. Place a small section of the towel on the child first to make sure it's not too hot. Cover the hot towels with a dry towel. Cover the person with blankets to prevent him or her from getting chilled. Leave the towels on for 5 minutes. So you start with 5 minutes of hot as it can be without burning the skin. After 5 minutes, remove the hot towels and replace with a single thickness of a thin towel that has been run under cold water, then wrung out with some moisture left in the towel. I will tell you, we have a little fun with this. We put our cold towels, they go in the freezer. We want to be as extreme as hot and as cold, because the more extreme you can be, the honestly, the better it is, because you're moving lymph in your body. So that's what we do. We get them wet, then they go in the freezer, and oh my goodness.
But you think about those people in other parts of the world that jump into ice baths regularly for their immune systems.
They do. In Norway, I know the guys, they had jacuzzi and then they get out and they roll in the snow.
Yep. Jacuzzi and then snow.
We did that years ago. Julie and I, we were skiing and they had a jacuzzi and I said, okay. And I jumped out and put my face. It was like, oh my God. So who knows? I might be dead today if I didn't do that. You never know. Anyway, so once you put the cold on, the cold towel on the bare chest and abdomen, cover with a dry towel and blankets, leave on for 10 minutes. The towel should be warm after about 10 minutes. So anyway, and then you take it off and you can turn over. So you do 5 hot and then 10 cold. And then what we do is then we go on our stomach and then we do it on the backside. And you can repeat. I think that when I had my potential appendicitis, we did the front. Then we did the back, then we went back to the front again, the back to the back. But I will tell you, when Julie, my wife, you just would appreciate this with your husbands. You're like, oh, this is a fun little opportunity to just, you know, have a little enjoyment. So she, you know, in the freezer, and she comes in and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then she starts pushing down on it. And I'm like, stop pushing. And she, no, we need to get it touching the skin everywhere. And I'm like, you are killing me. So anyway,
just reveling in your discomfort. Around. Yes. I think John would probably do the same thing. It's like the equivalent of putting an ice cube down the back of somebody's shirt.
It's just kind of fun, you know? So, and the first time I did her, I think she cried. I think I might have seen a little tear coming down her face. I said, you know, I've got to push down on this, honey. But can't tell you strongly enough how valuable hydrotherapy can be. So it's something you could put into your regular practice, but if you're getting sick, you can do it. If you have a certain area, like at one point Julie, her neck, she had a thyroid issue, you can just do it on the neck, or you could do it on the legs, or you can do different things. But anyway, but Melody will post we'll make a copy of Mark Singer's book and we'll post that for you. But hydrotherapy, check that out. Anyway, with that, we are out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Before the break, I was talking about hydrotherapy. And if you are just tuning in with us, you can go back and check out the full radio show on cohradio.com. Or if you really enjoy typing, you can type crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And we are on social media, as we mentioned, so you can check us out on Instagram at COH Radio, and on Facebook, you can do facebook.com/COH Radio. And you can tell I'm getting better at this, but I'm still a little new at this. Melody's much better than I am, but I'm getting there.
But so, if you go to cohradio.com, you can actually just link straight through.
There you go. See, Melody always picks up
whatever. Always the hub. Always the hub.
She always picks up whatever I miss, which is great. So that's why we're a good team. So anyway, but Melody's got a really interesting talking point this week, which we just want to get right into so we can get into all the other immune stuff we want to talk about.
The thing that I wanted to talk about is, especially, you know, when you're considering immune related issues, a lot of people, the first thing that they rush to is medications, pharmaceuticals. Our country largely overuses pharmaceuticals for a number of things.
Gee, really?
Yeah. Oh. And you know, I mean, that's part of the reason why we're here on the show, too, is to present alternative therapies to you so that you can walk into a health food store, understand better what you're looking at, what you're looking for, and try to make healthy changes using nutritional supplementation. And so that's kind of the goal here.
I just want to say, I always tell people, look, prescription meds, there's a value there. Potentially, there's reasons people need prescription meds. But unfortunately, in this country, as Melody said, so many people, it's kind of their first go-to. And often with allopathic physicians, it's their first go-to. I always tell people, I say, look, prescription meds have, everyone has side effects. Go to a physician's desk reference and look it up. I said, I would exhaust every other possibility before I go down that road. I would make sure that's my last resort, not my first resort. So, and I think Melody will sort of confirm that through her talking point.
Yeah. And I even remember, Rick, I mean, it's like you can take hardly anything when you're pregnant. And yet when I would get sick during pregnancy, I was still being, here's a prescription. And I'm like, is that safe for the baby? You know, yeah. And they're like, well, you know, yes, it should be. But the thing is that oftentimes down the line, they find out that, oh, this medication really isn't that effective for this particular issue. Now we're going to start using it for this. And it's funny because my husband, he works in the allopathic world, you know, in paramedicine. Right. And, you know, they're always doing updates on like medicine. Oh, you know, this is something that was designed for this, but now we're pushing it for this. And I'm like, you know, it's interesting that I know that there's testing that's done, but sometimes I don't feel that it's sufficient before it goes to market. Now, even Dr. Stengler agrees that there's always a place for pharmaceuticals as needed, but he always works first to use homeopathy and nutrition, hormone balancing, things like that. And so he's formulating these products that we offer for you guys. And so we're just trying to give you some good info, but I could go on and on, but I know where I'm going to run.
Show's over.
Over. Never got to the products today. So, but this is talking about some of the invisible damage of common medications. So, you know that any med comes with a risk of side effects, like Rick just said. Some can even make you throw up, pass out, or suffer some kind of weird skin reaction. But as bad as those problems are, and they can be downright horrible, the side effects that you really need to watch out for are the ones you can't feel right away. And if you take some of today's most common drugs, you could face a risk that you won't even notice, not at first. These meds can wreck you slowly from the inside, which is why the latest research shows how older folks who take anticholinergic drugs face a higher risk of emergency hospitalization. These drugs are given for practically everything, including allergies, anxiety, insomnia, pain, and heart problems. Some have strong effects on the brain, and those will increase your odds of an inpatient admission by a third. Others have milder effects, but there's nothing mild about the danger because they'll increase the risk of emergency hospitalization by 10%. Does that sound mild to you? Me neither. Since many folks can take these meds for years without an obvious problem, even an ER trip like the ones in the study might not be linked to the drugs. Some of these admissions, for example, might be due to a fall, something docs will try to blame on age. In reality, it might have been the meds. Other hospitalizations could be caused by conditions such as confusion or cognitive decline, problems also linked to the drugs. But again, docs won't blame the meds. They'll blame you. As a result, most folks keep right on taking the drugs, even after a hospital trip, never suspecting that the whole scare was actually caused by those meds in the first place. And that can lead to even bigger risks down the road. Other studies have shown that the drugs can increase the risk of cognitive impairment, dementia, and even death. Clearly, you want to avoid these meds, but it's not as easy as it sounds. They're like roaches in New York City. They're absolutely everywhere. These, and sorry for all of our friends in New York, but I'm reading the article. These drugs include popular over-the-counter meds such as Benadryl, as well as powerful prescription-only drugs for conditions such as heart failure. Search online for anticholinergic drugs or anticholinergic burden, and you'll find lists of drugs. None of them are truly complete, so check several and look for any you might be taking. Then work with your doctor on trying to see if they can help you get off of any of them. In most cases, these drugs can be avoided. There are far safer mainstream options, but your best bet is to go with the safest of all, natural therapies that can work as well as many of these meds without the risks. Sometimes these meds are necessary, but when they're not, you should avoid them.
You just got to be careful. You got to do your homework. I always tell people I've always said I hang around people that are smarter than me. That's how I get to be smarter. So, you know, ask lots of questions. Go in the health food store. Ask them your questions. And pretty soon you'll start hearing consistencies in what people are telling you and be like, okay, I've heard the same thing from five different people. That must be correct. And, you know, you can certainly listen to this radio show, and we're here to provide you good scientifically based information and products that can help you for specific ailments. So we want to get right into the mushrooms because there's so much to talk about. This is a very...
Did you say there's so much to talk about?
Oh, that's a good one. Melody is the queen of pun. We all remember that.
There's always room for a good pun on mushrooms.
That's very good. Wow. Okay. So anyway, but there's a lot of science on the mushrooms and we want to get into it. Years ago, we were manufacturing for a couple different mushroom companies, but the guys are called mycologists. So the mushroom experts, they're mycologists. But reading about this, fungi are an essential part of the sustainable world. This is so interesting to me. Fungi are involved in the decaying and recycling of matter into nutrients that animals and plants feed on. This is like the cycle of life. It's just so interesting how this works. So mushrooms also help to purify the environment by decomposing dead animals and plants. For humans, there are approximately 700 species that can be eaten as nutritious food. And of course, there are a wide variety of health benefits useful for the prevention and treatment of disease. What is commonly referred to as a mushroom is also called the fruit body. This is the part of the fungus that grows above ground, and its sole purpose is releasing spores or seeds as part of the reproduction cycle. Some fungi do not produce mushrooms and release their spores without a fruiting body. The spores of fungi are transported by wind and water to a favorable environment where the spores can germinate and generate a new colony. The new colony begins with a thread-like filament called hyphae that emerge from the germinated spores. The original hyphae continue to grow, branching out in all directions, colonizing the surrounding soil or decaying tree. The web-like collection of interconnected hyphae is then referred to as mycelium. Mycelium live year-round, expanding and growing beneath the surface of the soil or tree. I think we've all seen this when you areas in that where it's very wet. Northern California has a lot of this, where you see all that sort of web-like stuff. Well, that's mushrooms, and these
so interesting to look at. I looked at pictures of it, and it doesn't look like real spider webs to me, though. It kind of looks like those fake webs.
Yeah, it's I've got a book. I should actually. I'll see if there's some cool pictures. This PhD mycologist I worked with, this guy would get so excited talking about mushrooms. And he goes, check this book out. And there's certain mushrooms that grow on the backs of insects. And it's really interesting. So, we apologize for all the reading this week, but this is a book written by Mark Stengler. And it's Melody and I, we're not mycologists. So we want to give you this information because it's valuable. So mycelium works to acquire food, breaking down organic substances in the surrounding soil and decaying wood. It is the mycelium that creates the fruit body mushroom we see above ground or on tree trunks, typically during spring or fall after the seasonal rain and temperature changes. Fungi live and survive near the bottom of the ladder in the ecosystem. Similar to humans, they have an immune system to protect against a variety of pathogens. During the mycelial stage, where fungi actively digest food and fight hostile competitors, they excrete digestive enzymes to decompose matter. Before the digested food can be absorbed, the fungi must deactivate pathogens or toxins by releasing special polysaccharides and other disease-fighting chemicals. That's interesting. I wonder if that could be helpful to us. It is this process which is believed to provide the nutrients that are also invaluable for the human immune system. And there's more to read, but we're out of time for segment two. So stay tuned. We got some more foundational information on mushrooms and mycology, and then we'll get right into the products. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Marturana. I am here with your host, Rick Simpson. And we have got a show on immune support for you this week. We're focusing a lot on mushrooms and the benefits that they provide to help support an optimally functioning, healthy immune system. But yes. Now, if you missed anything before the break, Rick started talking about mycology and talking about the functionality of mushrooms and how they work. If you did miss any part of that, you can always catch the archive at cohradio.com. You can also catch any of our old archives there. But we are going to be talking about our little getting to know you segment. And then, well, getting to know you will be in our next segment. And this week, we're going to be giving 50% off select products that are immune supportive with the code STARS, STARS, when you shop at our web affiliate supplements.one. But before we get to that, Rick still has some more good information for you.
There you go. And I just want to finish up with the mushroom kind of foundational stuff. The traditional uses of medicinal mushrooms in Chinese medicine and other cultures is very clear. Mushrooms have always been prepared for medicinal use as a hot water extraction. This was done using heat and water in the process of a tea or decoction. Any practitioner of Oriental medicine will verify this is the historical and current method of production of medicinal mushrooms. And then this is really important, the breaking down the cell walls in the mushrooms. When we produce this product, Dr. Singer said, I need hot water extraction for the mushrooms. So you might ask, why? Well, it says mushrooms have a unique structure that is completely different than plants. The cell wall in plants is composed of cellulose, while mushrooms have a cell wall made of chitin. If chitin sounds familiar, it's like a glucosamine, or they used to have something called chitosan, because there are different animals, creatures, the crustaceans in the ocean that have a chitin body. So chitin is the same hard material contained in the shell of a lobster, Dr. Stenger writes. This is important since chitin is indigestible by humans, which is why with chitosan, people would take it so your body wouldn't absorb the fat. So yet chitin contains the potent immune-stimulating compounds common to all medicinal mushrooms, the polysaccharides. Hot water extraction breaks down the chitinous cell walls and releases the bioactive polysaccharides. Thus, a heated liquid solution is required to break down the indigestible chitin and release the active compounds into a concentrated bioavailable form. This explains why practitioners of traditional East Asian medicine and modern clinical researchers both use hot water extraction to overcome this barrier. So when you're out in the store, on the label, you want to look for hot water extraction, because you can take as much mushroom as you want, but if you can't access the components that you want, those polysaccharides, you're going to get very minimal, if any effect at all, any benefit out of it. So you've got to, you know, it's like people say, well, I take so many pills, but it's not what you take, it's what you absorb that counts. We talked about that with the turmeric that we have, the Mareva, and, you know, it's got to get into the bloodstream to the cells. Well, the same with the mushrooms, you got to get to the polysaccharides. So that's why we use the materials that we do in our immune health formula And Dr. Stenger, we have one of the ingredients we use. It's got great human clinical trials on it. It's been used over in Asia. So I guess we should probably just get right into the formula. And Melody's been the one that's really been focusing more on the specifics of the ingredients. So I'm just going to let Melody just dive right in.
Well, with Deep Immune Health, I have to tell you, this product has become very popular in my world.
I'm going to cut in this week.
Go ahead.
Anyway, we've had a lot of illness floating around our house of late, and it's just one of those things. It's been a virus, and we don't get viruses a lot, but I can tell you that Immune Health, it really, really helped me. And this is something you can take all the time because you want your immune function to be optimal all the time. So when stuff goes around, you don't get sick. But I can personally attest to how well this works.
Yes, this product is something that I'm actually taking on a regular basis because I have two little ones. And unfortunately, the ages that they are, kids are not always very careful about the spread of germs. In fact, I lovingly say, my kids are gross sometimes. I love them dearly, but you know, they're still at a young age, so I have to constantly be on them about the hand washing. But there's some really interesting ingredients in the Deep Immune Health, and I want to talk to you about a couple of the mushrooms. In fact, there are a couple of mushrooms in here, and I want to talk to you about both of them. That would be more accurately
Wouldn't
worded.
That'd be exciting.
So the most well-studied mushroom extract in the world is without a doubt Coriolis versicolor. One of the world's leading immunomodulating pharmaceuticals was actually derived from this mushroom. It has more than 400 published studies demonstrating significant immunomodulating properties in both healthy people and those affected by chronic conditions. Coriolis versicolor is very well known in East Asian medicine, especially in the countries of Japan and China. It has an extensive history of both use in traditional and modern conventional practice. It's found throughout the world, including the United States. It readily grows on dead logs and most kinds of trees. It actually has woody fruiting bodies that overlap stumps and tree trunks, and it has a unique plush velvety surface that is colored in varying shades of brown or gray with a distinctive pattern of alternating bands of dark and light color. In the West, Coriolis is referred to as turkey tail due to its fan-shaped multicolored cap. It's actually a really beautiful mushroom.
Mushrooms are just cool.
They're so pretty. I know, and you can't eat all of them. You just, yeah, you know.
Right.
I mean,
be careful.
So it's interesting because protein-bound polysaccharides are the main focus of Coriolis. The main component is a B-D-glucan. The main chain consists of a 1-4 B-glucan glucose polymer with a 1-3 B-glucan and a 1-6 B-glucan linkages also present in smaller amounts.
And let me say B, so beta-glucans. A lot of people are familiar with beta-glucans, and they come from yeast, they come from oats, and they come from mushrooms. But this is so beta-D-glucans, that's the active component. So
yeah. And then unique to Coriolis is that the bioactive protein bound polysaccharides are found in both the fruiting body and the mycelium. So it's in the fruiting body of it, but also in those little tendrils that spread out everywhere and create that little network. Like most of the other mushroom extracts, Coriolis requires a water extraction process to pull out the polysaccharides. The B-glucans act as biological response modifiers in that they activate many components of the immune system. It's been shown that these B-glucans pass through the gut wall unchanged into the bloodstream. Receptors for them have been found on neutrophils, monocytes, macrophages, natural killer cells, and also T and B lymphocytes. Recent American research has also demonstrated significant immunomodulating activity. So that's just the Coriolis. And then you move into the maitake, and there's a whole lot going on there as well. So this is one of the best studied of the mushroom extracts. It's indigenous to northern Japan. It's had a long history as a valued mushroom, both as a food and medicine. And this was kind of an interesting little factoid, as you say. It's translated in Japanese as dancing mushroom. So historical accounts explain the origin of the name as people would dance with joy when they found maitake because it's so valuable and costly, or because maitake is so delicious and healthful. Another explanation was that the fruiting bodies of clustered maitake overlap one another and resemble butterflies in a wild dance. So they've used it for a long time in Japan as an adaptogen, which is a nutrient that helps to balance various systems and functions of the body. So in the early 80s, Dr. Hirokai, I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name, Dr. Hirokai Nanba, who's a professor of microbiology and an expert mycologist at Kobe Pharmaceutical University, was intensively studying the medicinal properties of various mushrooms. He was actually very focused on shiitake at the time, but in 84, he discovered an important mitotic fraction, or a specialized component, that stimulated microphages. Through a special extraction method, the important D fraction, as it was named, was isolated. It was now possible to produce a standardized form of specific beta-glucan polysaccharides, beta-1,6-glucan and beta-1,3-glucan. Later in his research, Dr. Nanba used a further purification process and patented what is now known as the MD fraction, which is sold under the trademark Maitake Gold MG404, which is what we use in this formula. So according to studies, MD fraction has the ability to both directly enhance the damaging activity of NK cells and to change NK precursor cells into activated NK cells. So these are really powerful.
Right. Very powerful. And NK, natural killer cells. So yes. This is, I mean, people that have serious chronic illnesses and the medicines that are often given in mainstream medicine for those very serious, that potentially terminal illnesses, these mushrooms have been shown to be very helpful with alleviating some of the side effects of the medicines that are often taken. I mean, these mushrooms are tremendous, and the studies on them are so thorough. This is something you should really consider. And I hope, if nothing else, you get that all mushrooms are not created equal. Dr. Singer was very specific about what he needed, and he uses this specific product in his clinic for his most seriously ill patients. So this is really something you should consider. And I know there was one other ingredient, the astragalus. And just briefly, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. The two main ones, the Coriolis and the Maitake, but do you want to just talk about that briefly, Mel?
Well, its greatest strength has been touted as preventing and protecting cells against cell death and other harmful elements like free radicals and oxidation. So, you know, boosting the immune system is its claim to fame. It's actually been used in this capacity for thousands of years. There's a study out of Beijing that displayed its ability to help control T helper cells 1 and 2, essentially regulating the body's immune responses. So these are all very, very powerful nutrients. And then you add in the Mariva turmeric root extract, which is 29 times more bioavailable than standard turmeric because it is embedded in a lipid matrix, which protects it.
Exactly.
And allows it to be absorbed, whereas standard turmeric oftentimes will be destroyed in the gut. And this is a real powerhouse formula. And I've been taking it regularly. Rick, I know you have been too. And I got to tell you, sometimes you can't help but get sick. You're going to get sick. This has so completely shortened the duration of any illnesses that have passed through my home.
Absolutely. And I will say, any good quality immune formula is not going to, you're not going to buy it for $10-$15. This is not a cheap formula because the ingredients are really expensive, but it's something that we want you to have access to. So this week in our Getting to Know You at the end, we are going to be offering 50% off. So that's below wholesale on these products. So if you want to get this, or if you know somebody that needs some help with their immune function, I need it every day. Wait till the end of the show and we'll talk more about the Getting to Know You and give you the code and all that. But we are out of time for segment 3, so please stay tuned for the last and final segment of Crossroads Health segment 4, where we will give you the code.
Face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. This week's show is all about immune support, something that I think we all need. Before the break, I had shared a little bit more in depth about the Coriolis versicolor and astragalus and maitake gold and Mariva, all of those great things that are in the deep immune health, but that's not the only thing that we have to talk about today. So I'm going to hand you on over to your host here, Rick Simpson.
There you go. Well, there's two other products that I personally take every day, and there's specific reasons why I do. There's glutathione, which, you know, we've talked about glutathione before on the show, the Cetria glutathione, which is a Korean company. It goes into the bloodstream as glutathione, which all glutathions do not. But the cool thing about this glutathione, other than being the king of antioxidants, which is sort of an anti-aging thing, this study had some immune-specific determinations, which are really cool. So I want to just read you the abstract. So glutathione is the major antioxidant in nearly all cells and plays numerous roles in protection against diseases and insults, biochemical insults, that is. Previous studies in laboratory animals indicate that orally administered GSH, which means glutathione, is bioavailable and effective at enhancing tissue glutathione levels. The current objective was to determine the efficacy of glutathione supplementation in enhancing body stores of GSH in healthy adults. We conducted a six-month randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial to determine the impact of glutathione administration at 250 milligrams a day. That's one of our Cetria capsules, or 1,000 milligrams per day. And I personally take at least four a day, usually, on GSH levels. In different blood components and exfoliated buccal mucosal cells, those are just cells close to your cheek, subjects were 54 healthy adults. And there's a whole bunch of other details, the age and all that. But compliance was 90% by pill count, greater than 90%. After 6 months in both high and low dose GSH groups, GSA levels were increased in blood and erythrocyte in close responsive manner. Maximum increases of 30 to 35% in red blood cell count, plasma, and lymphocytes, and 260% in buccal cells were observed in the high dose group, so the 1,000 milligrams per day. In most cases, the increases were dose and time dependent, and levels returned to baseline after a 1 month washout. No significant changes were observed in levels of protein bound GSH. A battery of immune function, this is what I really want to get to, a battery of immune function markers were also examined after 3 months of GSH supplementation, and natural killer cytotoxicity was enhanced by greater than twofold in the high-dose group. Altogether, these findings are consistent with the previous preclinical studies and indicate that long-term oral administration of GSH is an effective means of enhancing body stores of GSH and enhancing immune function. So when we have sickness going around at our house, we add glutathione to our mix along with immune health and other things. So anyway, also I wanted to talk about a quick study that was done, a long time ago, maybe 50 years ago, Loma Linda University on vitamin C. They were, people take vitamin C after they get a cold. Vitamin C's greatest ability is to keep your white cell activity functioning optimally when sickness is going around. So what the study showed was that when people ate sugar and did not consume vitamin C at the same time, their white cell activity dipped below a level where, below the standard level where they were susceptible to the infection, because their white cell activity was kind of just all the white cells sort of clumped together and they're not really functioning optimally. But when they consumed sugar and took vitamin C commensurate with the sugar at the same time, then the white cell activity did not dip at all. So that's why with our Pureway C, we have a 12-hour blood retention time. It's very simple. All you need to do, take Pureway C in the morning, take it in the evening. That means you have 24-hour protection in your bloodstream. So you're, even if you consume sugar, which I think we all do at one time or another, you will not have a dip potentially in your white cell activity. So you're going to be able to fight infections more effectively when things are going around. But even with that, we still get sick sometimes. That's where the glutathione, the hydrotherapy, the deep immune health, those are where those things really come into play. So this week, we're going to have deep immune health and glutathione and our Pureway C all at 50% off the already discounted price through our partner affiliate, Supplements.One. So you're basically getting them at 60% off of MSRP, which is below wholesale. So please take advantage. So with that, Melody, what are we talking about this week for our Getting to Know You?
Okay, so the code this week is STARS, STARS, and that's what you will put at checkout if you would like to purchase the Deep Immune Glutathione or Pure Way C at supplements.one, supplements.one, our affiliate partner. Rick, why did you choose STARS this week?
I like Tom Cruise. I like the stars like Brad Pitt. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're actually talking about these stars in the sky. And since I was a little kid, we had a cabin in Mammoth when I was little, and it was pitch black. And I loved looking up at the stars, and especially in the summer, because you're looking into the center of the universe. I took an astronomy class. That was my favorite class. I remember I wanted to be an astronomer. I went home, told my mom I wanted to be an astronomer. She's very pragmatic. She goes, how are you going to make any money doing that? And I'm like, I was just sort of crushed, but I'm like, okay, mom. So anyway, So there you go. But I have, Melody's going to upload some pictures. I have this spotting scope, and one night I attached my phone to it, and the moon is full moon. And I got the moon, expanded my phone through the spotting scope, and I got this really cool picture of the moon. And you can see like the ridges on the mountains.
So cool.
Then I went to a map of the moon, and I said, and I want to, relatively speaking, see how big is this or is that. And so this one area, I said, okay, so that thing, we live close to the ocean where Catalina Island, we can see it, part of it from our house. But I said, okay, Catalina Island is this big. I said, all right, so that would be like, I don't know, three Catalina Islands across.
Wow.
So it's just really cool to sort of get perspective, just to see how big things really are. And the cliffs, you can see, they look so small, but those things are like, I don't know, 10, 12, they're 2 miles high. So over 10,000 feet high. And it just look and you go, it looks so small, but it's really cool.
If you were standing there, it would be like standing at the top of a deep canyon. Like it would be really intense.
I mean, yeah, think about that. That's just crazy. I mean, I don't know what the bottom of the Grand Canyon to the top. It'd be interesting to see what that distance is. Just cool stuff. I just love that. I love looking at what God has made. So
that's really cool. When I was growing up, my family, my grandparents had a piece of property that was in the Keller's Meadows area, which is an area that's kind of like right around Big Bear, right below Big Bear.
Okay.
And you had to drive for over 2 hours off of unpaved roads to get to it.
Oh, fun.
No hot running water and no electricity. And it was beautiful. I mean, I spent a lot of time up there as a kid every summer, and it was just such a fantastic place full of so many great memories. But one of the things that I really loved about being up there during the summer was that because there's no lights, there's no neighbors anywhere around, it's like really, really isolated. You didn't have anything interrupting your view of the stars. That's why we chose the code STARS. Again, 50% off of the already 10% discounted prices. If you want to shop on our affiliate, supplements.one, supplements.one. If you did miss any part of the show or you want to just check out more about the show, go to cohradio.com.
There you go. Thank you for joining us for another exciting episode of Crossroads Health. Please join us again next week.